WCBS News Time, 10:11. When you're a coach, you want to have as many clutch players around as possible. You know, the guys or the girls who always come through when you need it. But it's not just in sports that this applies. It is a life skill. Joining us live now, New York Times columnist Paul Sullivan, who has a new book out called Clutch. Thanks for being here, Paul.
Thanks for having me here this morning. I appreciate it.
First of all, how do you define clutch?
Yeah, I mean, one of my goals in writing this book was to take the term back from sports and to apply it more broadly. And so to that end, my definition is being clutch is the ability to do what you can do under normal circumstances under extreme pressure. And in defining it that way, I try to take a lot of the luck out of it.
Mm-hmm. So this can be at work, on the home front?
Absolutely. In the book, I illustrate the sort of five key principles of being clutch through a well-known attorney, a psychologist who worked with a hedge fund, some special forces troops, even an actor who had a role of a lifetime a couple years ago.
Wow. Well, can you give us an example just so I can better understand it, say at work, what a clutch player would be?
Sure. I mean, think of it this way. You know, we've all seen courtroom dramas, and you know, some of us may have been in court, and we get that sense of what it's like, you know, in that environment. And I tell the story of the first principle of being clutch, which is focus. I tell it through David Boies, who's one of maybe a dozen attorneys in the country who gets called in for the biggest cases. And he recently won the Prop 8 case in California. He was, you know, on the U.S. side in U.S. versus Microsoft. And essentially with him, you know, in talking to him, spending almost a month with him, I got the sense of, as he prepares, he's not concentrating on what he needs to do, you know, not the details. He's focusing on something much broader. And for him, that focus is on the theme of the trial. And it helps him, under pressure, to sort of control his environment much more. He's got an overarching focus that puts him almost in, as he calls it, a bubble. And that doesn't render him immune from pressure, but it allows him to keep moving forward.
So if it's not in your nature to be clutch, can you become clutch?
You absolutely can. And that's another reason I wrote this book, because I kind of got fed up with semi-mystical books that promise, you know, read this book, think deeply, and you'll become better at whatever you want to do. I mean, clutch is hard work. Being clutch is very hard work. But, you know, these five traits are very achievable. Focus, discipline is the second one. Adaptability is the third. Being present is the fourth. And they really can help anybody from, you know, an investment banker to a stock trader to, you know, a stay-at-home mom get better under those pressure circumstances. It's really much more universal than sports and what people normally think of when they think of clutch.
Paul Sullivan, columnist for the New York Times, author of Clutch, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And to learn more about Paul and his book, you can check out the links and numbers section of our website, cbsnewyork.com.